The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Paige.
We begin with this. We have a study that found the highest and lowest divorce rates of careers that you choose to...
Hey, what about straight people?
Dang it.
Careers! I misheard.
Yeah.
I misheard.
I don't... No,
headphones were off.
How you identify, but we're talking about divorce rates.
Do you know we didn't get to do the bit really, but I Quit This Bitch was not the first title. Smear the Career was going to be the first title.
Yeah, it was. And the fundraiser that was in charge of that's like, you know, we don't like it. It reminds us of something like, what do you mean? And we made them explain to us. We knew, but hearing them say it was fun.
I'll start with the highest though. The jobs.
Kill the person with the ball. You know, that's what they have to say now.
Yeah, which is
when they have football practice, they just kill the person with the ball. It can't be the kill the man with the ball.
Can't smear.
No.
All
right. Can't. Only in Texas. Mm. Only in Texas.
Okay, so here are the highest divorce rate jobs. So if you're going to get married or you're looking for someone, you might want to reconsider.
NASCAR driver.
At number 10, practical nurses.
Practical nurses.
47%.
What is that? Okay.
Yeah, I don't.
What?
So that's a little less than half percent.
What does
of these
that mean? Because
divorce.
I remember watching Sanford and Son. Fred's girlfriend, Donna, was a practical nurse. And that was the only time I ever heard that in life ever referenced. So
I thought it was.
Is there a impractical nurse? She goes around playing pranks on people. Oh, you're dying.
That's just.
Just kidding.
Well, I'm sorry. Time for your pap smear. Bend over.
Yes.
I thought it was a practitioner.
Practitioner?
Like, not practice.
Is that like one of those words that change, like stewardess and flight attendant?
Waitress?
Practical nurses, they
confirmed
provide
bachelor.
Basic oriented bedside care under supervision of doctors or RNs or registered nurses.
So you could like work in a nursing home.
Well, she said oriental, right? So.
Oh, oriental? Something?
So that is a practical nurse, then psychiatric aides.
What?
Psychiatric aides.
Yes.
Oh,
so you're
God.
Taking care of psychiatric people.
You don't have to tell people.
Oh,
you can
no.
be undetected.
AIDS, you spell AIDS with an E.
Oh, okay.
And then
not like EIDS, but, you know.
Ambulance drivers, that's obviously.
Hospital truck drivers, Paige.
Very,
yes,
very
get with
stressful.
They're truckers just
you
like
bastard.
The guys in the 18-wheelers. If you disagree, 864-241-4318.
And thank then at number 7, correctional supervisors. I imagine that would be kind of, you know.
COs.
Probably, you know, well, I would imagine that you just maybe get nervous that there's being favors done, you know?
Yeah.
You hear a lot about a lot of favors.
At number 6, for the highest stress jobs, care service supervisors.
Oh, no, I couldn't.
So here we go. Top 5. At number 5, press machine operator.
God.
So
they still have those?
Factory work.
I mean, I want them to, but I'm shocked there's still someone who operates a press. Like when I worked in the printing company or industry.
Now, what do they print still?
They still had it was called a manifold something that came down and Remember, Scarbelly. He was the guy that cut. He was the guy who'd line up the paper and...
You're not talking about the news reporter.
No, that's not her name. Although I do cross-reference the two in my head. He had a real bad scar on his belly. That's the...
Scarbelly.
The reason for his name. He had a real bad Scarbelly.
So here we are at the top 4 of the highest divorce rates and stress. Bus drivers, 47%.
Jeez, yeah.
Okay. How? You work part-time, you got the other time to work on your marriage.
Yeah, but you get in trouble if a kid gets hurt and they don't give you seatbelts.
Yeah, that's true. That makes no sense.
How is this doesn't make sense. That the average, correct me if I'm wrong, or correct Google if they're wrong. The average fast food worker in America is paid around $19 an hour. Is that right?
That
cannot be right.
Okay, this is what AI Overview says. Versus correctional officers, because that's what I was looking up, make $23.05 per year on average, or per year on average, per hour on average.
Wow,
that seems high for the fast
that
food.
That does seem high. God bless.
So if you're going to get a divorce, you probably won't want to marry these people that have these careers. Top three: massage therapist, 47%. Second place, telemarketers. I've done some telemarketing, sort of, back in the day.
I saw somebody.
It's very stressful.
A city around here posted a job for a part-time clerk, you know.
Yeah.
And they put $9 an hour. Now, they made sure they told people this is part-time. And people jumped their ass. Like, $9? That's all?
Okay.
Even for part-time.
So that does, you were right, you're thinking of like our region, you know, here in the South. Out west, up north, $18 to $24 an hour.
For fast food?
Yes.
How much does a combo cost?
Fast food workers in Greenville, South Carolina, right here, earn an average of $14 to $15 an hour.
That sounds about right.
Plus, you know, I'm on a Biggie size.
So cross-reference that. This is why I Google it. So I could go, I could go work at Taco Bell, and make $14 to $15 an hour. Or I could make an extra $8 an hour working in a jail.
Yeah.
As a correctional guard.
You need more money for that, for sure. All right, second place, telemarketers.
That's what I'm saying. You got to get some in favors to make it make sense.
You better.
And at number one, healthcare practitioners are the highest divorce rates. So.
God.
Let me open one of my apps because I have too many.
Wow.
And let me see like what an average, I guess, you know, sandwich meal would cost.
That's why, dude, I mean, you know, it all makes sense. Why are value meals not a value anymore? And value meals are $14. Because that son of a bitch who just said it was their pleasure and just got paid $22. I mean, God. Wow. But then we bitch about, well, we want American products made. So that means we can't import them from other countries that don't pay their people right. Because we want to keep the American worker. But the American worker, because of inflation and the cost of living, needs more than ever. But do we as a country want to satisfy that by saying, you know what, at least it's American goods?
Hell no.
I'm not.
So the cheapest, you know, breakfast is not too bad. The cheapest I can get right here is $7. But you're not going to get that for lunch.
And then a lot of people.
Fast food, right, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was kind of shocked because when I first moved here, I worked as a waitress. And to make $3 an hour, if you don't get any tips for the hour, is really bad.
Well, they still do that, but what they do? There's a restaurant. Well, a lot of restaurants get busted for this. They have tip pools that the servers would share. But it turns out like everybody was sharing. People that weren't supposed to be in it were sharing from it. So, you know, they're saying if you have a tip pool, you know, and it makes up the difference of not paying the minimum wage, then it's okay. But when everybody's trying to take from the tip pool, that's where it violates federal laws.
Well, yeah, but didn't Trump, that's to no tax on tips.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's not fair if you're tipping out the bus.
Bus boys,
everybody
cooks,
else, it's not fair.
Dishwashers, managers, shift managers were taken from the tip
pool. By the time you get your tip, it's
that's
not
why fair. When you're paying friends or dude men via the cash apps and stuff, you give them a gift.
Yep.
It's oh, really? Gift. You're tipping too on that?
Put that little box emoji.
It's not a tip, just a little gift.
All right.
Just a little thing, say thank you.
Thank you.
Because you have to pick an emoji.
Zip bag over at the house.
Okay.
Give me a couple nickel sacks.
Right. He's got five on it.
Wait.
Right.
What would five on it get you nowadays? Like one hit?
That'd be it.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Oh! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is old Benoit balls around his neck.
You can't hear the music. Can you hear me talking?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Matt's got a helmet on.
He sounds muffled.
He's got my helmet. I walk in with my helmet, and he just puts it on his head.
Hey, dude.
I thought it was a gift at first. I was like, wow, that's nice.
He thought I was giving him the helmet that I'm going to wear this weekend.
I grabbed
it. I got to wear it first. I need it. Then maybe we'll talk.
I literally am wearing it right now with sunglasses on, as always. And also, I have my headphones on.
Where can we post a pic so people can see it?
I've already posted it.
Oh, she's on it. Dang.
I grabbed it first. So I'm like, I can't fit it. Like, it's not going to fit me.
Yeah, so Fat Boy said, you think it'll fit me? I said, I don't think it'd fit that big old head.
Well, Matt's been wearing it for the past 5 minutes.
Tony Stewart had helmets.
They did.
Yeah, but that don't.
There were
Benny Parsons.
Big ones.
Big.
Big helmets. We love big heads. Big.
We had a.
Oh, it's coming off. God.
Yeah.
You look welcome like back.
You look man. Like you just went around a couple laps.
So, okay, here's a question. Something I never thought of before. Oh, sorry. When you.
It was his mic.
It was. His little feedback on his head.
Well, I couldn't hear anything. where's the earpiece?
You put them in your ears before you put it on.
Oh, okay. So I always thought all this time it was in the helmet itself.
No, they're custom molded earpieces, really? And they go in your ear.
Wow. Yep. So it would not fit anyone else's ear holes.
No. Huh.
Can I try them on too?
Yeah, I don't have them with me. There's no telling wherever the hauler is right.
Dude,
now,
which
is on its way to San Diego.
Bring in one of your old
race cars,
fire suits.
Yeah,
and let me try that on.
Do you got to get those?
Get one leg on them.
Well, you get a new one every year, right?
Oh, I've got several. Probably get 10 a year. I bet
they got
a lot of them. Got one just for this weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because of different sponsors.
Everything's the gloves, the suit. You know, we're gonna wear it one time, and then we're gonna put it up. Because it's breaking the record.
Serious question. Questions would be serious today, by the way.
This is a serious show, okay.
What does a fire suit cost, generally speaking? Just curiosity questions. Couple grand. And that helmet, what would that cost? $1,500?
No.
More.
The helmet itself's $2,000, and then the paint job another $2,000.
Oh, it's not wrapped?
No, that's paint.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's paint.
Also, I did not know you had that nickname that is adorned on the front.
Well,
is that something we've trademarked yet?
No, it's just because of the all-time starts record. They put it on there. I think
it says the spirit of Spartanburg.
Well, you know what's going to happen, right? All this stuff is going to go to the Hall of Fame after the race.
Yeah, they probably will want it, actually. They had the
Clements Hall of Fame.
That's right. They had the Daytona Trophy, so I should offer them to put all
Wait
this in there if they
I
want.
Don't like that.
Wait a minute. They
for
have
a year.
For a year.
Yeah, they took it for a year. Asked to use. They said, "Can we?" I said, "Yeah."
Do you get anything?
Pay me $1,000,000.
No, for real. They don't give you any. I guess it's marketing.
It's cool as hell. Why not? Yeah. You know.
That's true. Why do I want Wade Hampton High School to have a plaque of me?
Yeah.
Selfish reasons, right. Really. But.
Well, Jane Robillard, they got to put you up there beside her.
She has one?
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Dang.
Most famous alum, brother. You're second.
Bull. No, Lucas Glover, too.
Oh, yeah. Lucas, he's a U.S. Open champ.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're third.
Did you went to Spartanburg High, Jug. Were you aware?
Dorman.
Really?
Look at that.
God, all this time, I thought.
He's not a Viking, baby.
You thought he was a Viking?
I really
did.
What's
wrong with you?
I'm sorry. were there any other big athletes that went there the same time you did?
Adam Humphries, right?
Yeah. He's younger, right?
Is he a little bit younger?
I don't know. You have to look that up.
Yeah.
I don't
Close
know
to that.
That
time.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. Right off, I don't know. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No. Oh, so you were the big dog around school.
I was racing. I was racing the ARCA series, and then I was racing a lot, obviously. And then I turned 18. I raced my first NASCAR race. So, yeah, I was.
Did you do track, too? Did you foot race?
No.
Unbelievable,
and I missed graduation because I was racing the ARCA race in Charlotte that night. And
what
I
age did
third.
You get your driver's license?
I think I was 15. Yeah, I was 15. I remember doing the little lessons, and then
did you get it on the first try?
Oh hell yeah!
Damn, I never wondered that. Are there any drivers that don't have a license?
Yeah, you don't have to have a driver's license to race.
Are you freaking
that is
kidding
wild,
me?
Man.
No, you don't have to.
Have to have a driver's license to be a NASCAR driver.
No, I don't think so. I'm pretty sure you don't.
You don't even have a license plate on that son of a bitch.
No.
I'll be damn blamed.
I don't want to pay taxes on that thing.
You got to have oh, God. Can you imagine what that would be?
It would be terrible. Oh, man.
That's another thing. So, car insurance. You don't have it. I'm not bidding it up right now. It's stuff I've wanted. I thought about it this week. I was like, I've known you for 15, 16,
crazy.
17 years.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you
questions.
We got
Progressive on it.
As a you called Flo. I just had a wreck.
Yeah. She's like, you call me every week. I'm sick of it.
Jack had a wreck again.
They put you in a commercial. And Flo's in town.
Yeah. Can you imagine if NASCAR cars had insurance?
So there's, well, you know, models get their body parts. Lloyd's of London will insure like a woman's hands, a famous model or whatever to get the. So there's no physical insurance on that.
Definitely not.
Wow. You know, veterans couldn't get car insurance when they came back from the war?
Why? Yeah.
Because like they thought they were going to be all mannequin, like driving all crazy and stuff. I'm not kidding. It's incredible.
There's a dinosaur adventure thing that caught my eye over there.
Sitting here.
Holy crap.
Not fully made up. I don't have
this weekend only, of course.
Oh, it's this
weekend. I ain't going to be here.
You won't be able to go.
I know.
Dadgummit. Will y'all go and tell me how it is?
No, then the record wouldn't be broken.
I guess he's here.
No, I said you guys go and tell me how it is.
Yeah. Let's talk about breaking records.
Let's do it.
Have you spoken to or will Kenny Wallace be at the race?
Yeah, we did. He's got an interview called Coffee with Kenny. So we did that a few months ago. And yeah,
did you drink coffee?
I think I had already drank my coffee that day. I have my one cup, which I brought in with me.
Yeah.
And that's all I get. But
good for you for not using a thermos like everyone. You actually have a real coffee cup right there.
Yeah, so.
Good for you.
That's a nice one.
Looks like an old Hardee's one.
He doesn't want me to break it, but it's getting broke. But
so no,
I love Kenny.
I would be like, you know, don't break it.
He's a legend, but that's his. I mean, totally correct me if I'm wrong. That's his major milestone thing, right?
Maybe.
Because he did more Kenny's with like funny car stuff, too. Right?
No.
I'm thinking of Bernstein.
He's raced, you know, he's got a lot of starts in the Cup Series as well, and he's won some races in this series. So
wait a minute. Is it Bernstein or Berenstain? Is that a Mandela effect?
That's the drag racer.
No, but for real, like down deep, he would never say this because he's a gentleman. But he probably hopes you get some kind of, you know, one of them tick box this week and you can't break the record.
You know who's got that is Jeb Burton. That I race against.
He's got the 10 visions.
Yeah.
He was talking about
that. Hunts. And you guys were saying that, and I was saying in my head what it was. And so, I was trying to hurry to get ready this morning.
I don't know if those videos are true.
He wrecked last week.
It's drones going over farms and hunting land, and they're dropping these boxes, and it's allegedly ticks. I don't know if it's AI. I hate living in the world now where I can't watch a video. And
why would they do that?
Because. The conspiratorial stuff. Like, why does Google give a damn about mosquitoes?
Yeah.
Why are they cutting the balls off of flies and then getting them to go to the screw worms?
Yeah.
Whoa.
You know about the screw worm?
No.
It's a flesh-eating worm that's eating all the cattle in Texas.
Oh, wow.
But they're in Mexico, so they're trying to cut them off before they get here by sending flies that are sterile.
The Raggedy Guys Morning Show.
Break it down. Live. From KyleRobb.com studio here in Greenville.
Hey, folks.
I'm not putting on my radio voice now. I'm doing my normal talk. Oh. It's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on the day the 18th of June. Happy birthday.
Or
suck it.
Suck it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
In proxy, that real is good. Okay, Paige.
Now, when I was looking at my little list here, I'm like, hey, we're going to be starting late in the game on this one because we only got three.
I know. You would have think we would have already rewiped by now.
Yeah, you also.
Ew.
Feel free to sing if you know the words. His wife's pretty hot, too. I'll say that. 20 minutes late.
The songs you choose.
I did not want to play.
I like his wife.
Sangria.
Well, that's fine, too.
Some beach. Somewhere.
In a beautiful. Oh, God. Hold on. 30. No.
He's younger than her.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
So
he's younger than freaking B A N A N A N A S.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's maybe not as old as I thought then.
Might not be.
48.
Big cigar. Did you already guess?
Is this a big birthday?
I'm not telling you anymore.
All right, then.
That's all. It's always the question.
His dog's from Russia. I will say that.
All right, he's 50. Yeah. He's in the club.
He puts it right there in your face, guys.
Zombie.
Old red means communist.
Somewhere. He is 50 years old, Blake Shelton. Damn. Show. Look at that. He's in the club.
He's the guy who has everything. And he really does. He owns.
She needed a good man like
a
that.
A bar. Oh, I was talking about her. Somebody's bar. His dog's his best friend.
I'm 50.
He wrote a song called Gwen Stefani. No, it's about Old Red. He owns his own body of water. Some own islands, you know. We've heard about those people. He owns a body of water. Lake Shelton is owned by him. That
really?
Is his own body of water. Lake Shelton.
I know what you're doing, but if that's not a thing,
yeah,
my God, it should be.
Well, it was. I put it in Facebook fussing like 2 months ago. You don't remember?
No.
The guy said he went to see Lake Shelton at Lake Shelton or whatever it was. Oh, I don't like this song.
This is Happy Heavenly for Spencer Strider's elbow, actually.
Damn, dude.
You mentioned.
I thought he would come back.
Well, he's going to be, I think, what, 4 weeks he's going to be out for?
Yeah, but... He missed all of last season, Pert Nert, right? Like, normally they'll come back from that if they have that surgery real early on.
I don't know if it's Ryan Blaney or Spencer Strider. It's hard to tell sometimes.
The elbow or the, what is it?
The, not meniscus.
Well, he has elbow issues right now.
I don't know which one it is. He had the Tommy John.
Did he have Tommy John?
What is that called, though? Like, if I wasn't calling it Tommy John, what is that called?
I don't know what it was called before. But
what if it
fans.
Was called Tommy John before Tommy John got it? And like, wait a minute.
Is it the lower arm or the upper arm?
Is Tommy John the underwear? One of those is the underwear.
I had Damon John surgery yesterday.
You did. You woke up a
it
bald
was
black
for
guy.
For me, by me. I did it to myself.
Lord.
He did not spend his entire career with the Atlanta Braves.
Is this heavenly?
This
though?
Player.
He's
no, no. I was okay. just a.
He did not. Ryan Klesko.
No. Same era, though.
Javi Lopez?
No.
Tom Glavitt. Greg Maddux.
He was also a Colorado Rocky for most of his career.
Galarraga?
It is Galarraga's
okay.
birthday.
Big Cat!
You mentioned him the other day.
Dude, I know, so I was thinking.
Andres Galarraga.
That's my yeah, because when Paige was talking about petting her cat,
yeah,
I said, this is my cat. I named him Andres Galarraga because he's big. Anyway,
Elvis is average.
He was a rookie in the year 1986. Now, I do my math here. 86 was 40 years ago.
I believe he was in Expo, right?
63. Paige, this is when you would guess.
Yeah, if you want to guess. Feel free.
I'm 64.
Oh, Andre Scalaraga, the big cat, is 65 years old today. Now, I skipped Alana De La Garza, but she's still hot as hell.
The international players get me sometimes. They start sports earlier than we do. You know?
They really do. I mean, what, 16 in Venezuela?
Yeah, well,
it's either play baseball or do drugs.
Dude, the biggest soccer player in the world right now is 18 years old.
And you know what? They didn't play him the other day until the last 20 minutes of the match.
Dude, I saw that because I got several of his rookie cards, and I'm going to pay off the farm.
And you know what people were saying? We're actually good. Like, we could beat Spain in this World Cup.
Yeah, but...
We play tomorrow.
Okay, but name more than one player on our team.
There's Pulisic and who else?
That's all I know.
But we're good.
I know, but that's the... Anyway.
We're never good.
I could be more from the hockey team than I could even win the women's hockey team, you know?
I think it's going to be Ronaldo and Messi's last World Cup. Messi scored 3 goals the other day.
Yeah.
By his damn self.
Anyway, who's this? Paul McCartney?
Paul McCartney. Have you seen the picture of the cast of the new Beatles movie?
Mm-mm.
They're in costume. I put a picture out.
They're in like Sergeant Pepper's costumes?
No, just like in character. Oh. Like, you know, Barry Keoghan's Ringo Starr. And
who's playing Paul?
I forgot.
It should be Elijah Wood.
Joseph Quinn, I think, is George Harrison. Eddie from Stranger Things?
Is this going to be like the Michael Jackson movie where they only focus on the glory years? And
I don't know, but they got the ancillary cast too. Yoko's in it. Who's
playing her? Awkwafina?
Somebody's playing Stella McCartney.
Oh, really?
Yeah, look at they look just like him, man.
It says it is a four film cinematic event.
Ooh, I don't know it's gonna be that many.
Wow.
So I guess they're gonna do each. I may be looking at something totally different.
Paul Mescal is one of the. I think he's John Lennon, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's Paul's birthday, Sir Paul.
Paul.
It's my birthday.
I'm getting up there, Paige. A soft morning and a hard day's night, Paige.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm gonna say. No, is this first Paul or second Paul? The first one died. Do you know that? Anyway, Paul McCartney.
I'm still around. I'm still here.
84.
I agree.
He is 84 years old today. Sir Paul. You said
remember
it too
the,
fast.
One of the biggest seems mistakes like a nice man. I ever made. I knew it when it happened. Rock 101. Rest in peace.
Yep, it's gone. It went bye-bye.
We did a co-promotion with Rock 101 and 93.3 is Planet. And it was, help me if you know, it was a charitable event. It was at the Hyatt downtown Greenville. Sterling Marlin was there signing autographs.
Oh, yeah.
If you pay to go to the dinner, you got to meet Sterling Marlin, get his autograph. I met him at...
fair?
No.
I did.
Freaking some tool store. My daddy went. He was there for DeWalt, I think.
Was it the one on Point State, right? The tool shed?
Dude, beside the junkyard. Yes. Yep. God.
Shout
tool
out.
Tool shed.
So, but anyway, they Mark and Stoneman and other people
got son of a
the
chick.
Record labels to donate autograph
really
stuff.
Cool.
They had a Paul McCartney signed. It was like a, you know, that guitar he plays is kind of an odd looking shape, kind of. Bass guitar. He plays bass.
Oh, yeah. Four string guitar?
Yeah, but it's kind of an odd looking thing on it. It was a miniature version of it, almost the size of a fiddle. Almost the size of a ukulele.
He signed it?
And he signed it, but all he wrote on there was Paul and dated it. And it went for like less than $1,000.
Is that how he normally signs?
Just Paul. He just signs Paul.
Could have been Paul Tuttle Sr. for all
that. That would be worth like 10, 15 grand now. I mean, it was.
Where is 10, it?
12 years ago. I don't know.
We used to have a closet full of axes signed by a bunch of different bands.
I know. That right there,
away.
Though. That was like holy grail stuff, man.
Yeah, I should have got it. I should have said that's all mine.
Should have, could have, would have.
Anyway, happy heavenly to Roger Ebert.
Ah!
Would have been 84 years old today.
Ah!
Again, another job that has gone away with the internet. Movie critics.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Gene Shalit died the other day. 100 years old.
Wow.
Lived to be 100.
Wow.
And when you go back and look at his career, his life, man, that was...
He invented garlic, I understand.
It was like well-lived.
He hated vampires. He wanted to come up with something to get rid of them.
He started out like prolific hard news.
Yeah. Okay. I still don't know which movie you're talking about with the Beatles thing. I'd like to find out.
I don't know if it's got a title yet, but it's coming out here in a year or two. They're working on it now.
I tell you another one I'm excited about that I don't know why, but I am really excited about Supergirl.
Are you?
That looks good.
Yeah.
Who's in it?
Freaking, I don't know who's playing the girl. She's a British or something.
Mm-hmm.
But Lobo is going to be in it, played by Jason Momoa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Freaking can't go wrong with that.
Aquaman's playing Lobo, which if you know Lobo, okay, that's cool. He's going to be in there. Crypto, the freaking dog. I always liked Crypto the dog.
It might be better than Superman was.
And, yeah, because Superman's in it, too. Like,
we need to go watch these with Rob Young. That's what we need to do.
Yeah, because
go watch
more.
Movies. He's got an in-home theater. Like, it's only, like, 16 people will fit, but it's like a real theater.
In his house?
Yeah, he's got freaking Iron Man's or Captain America's one of the movie costumes in there.
That's fine. You should go.
I'll give you his address. I've got the gate code. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. Enjoy your weekend. Whoops, it is good.
The leaders of the P1 revolution. The Rise Guys. Riseguys.com.
Rewipe.